This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan could be giving letter grades to schools. Your local school would be given an A to an F grade. The bill was introduced by Representative Tim Kelly, and he joins us now. So why is a letter grade, or I should say letter grades, better than how we determine school performance now?
Well, I think that there's a mixed bag out there about how we report schools, and I think this lends a bit of clarity and transparency and provides parents and schools, for that matter, additional information about themselves.
This would not just be one grade for the entire school, but grades for different categories. What kind of categories are we talking about?
We're talking about proficiency on state exams. We're talking about growth. We're talking about how well they do with English as a second language learners. We're talking about graduation rates, those kinds of things.
And what goes into determining those grades? I mean, how do you calculate those?
Well, how well does a student do on state assessments? How well they do on local assessments? Things like NWEA, that'll measure growth.
I guess what I was getting at is, you know, we've got these rankings that we see. Are we going to be grading on a curve, or are we going to be grading a...
No, it's not something on the curve. There's going to be some comparisons to other... how well you do as compared to a like school with like students, information like that.
Okay. I read an opinion piece in Bridge Magazine, and it indicated the State Board of Education does not support your idea of a letter grade because the board thinks it would lead to sanctioning schools with the greatest challenges, such as poverty among the students.
Yeah.
What do you make of those concerns?
Well, I first of all, I think this is should not be seen as something punitive, but as something that's instructive. If there are no consequences, by the way, with this, even if there's a series of Fs in a school, there's no consequences. Hopefully some will be developed, but part of the legislation that we passed along with this was to remove or repeal the school language closure. So even if you have a series of these Fs, currently there's no ramifications for it.
What kind of ramifications do you think there should be?
Well, I think that if you have a series of failures in school, that schools should close. We had this argument. The governor and the state superintendent at the time, the late Brian Wiston, decided they didn't have an appetite for closing schools, so they came up with this partnership mechanism to work around the law, and that's what we currently have.
Let's talk about Detroit for a second. There was legislation in 2016 that bailed out the Detroit schools, and that also required the district to create its own A to F grading system. And the district was set to release that plan next week. Superintendent Nikolai Vitti was on our show yesterday, and he says your bill will undermine all that work that they did and that no one from the legislature engaged with him or anyone else at Detroit about this bill. Did you have conversations with anyone at Detroit
Public
Schools?
I've had conversations with representatives of the DPSCD or the CEC on their work that was going on. It was interesting to note, but it was irrelevant. The law that we passed, the bailout of Detroit, said that Detroit will have an A to F if and until the date that a statewide system comes in. Everybody knew that. Everybody was aware of that legislation. We passed new legislation that supersedes what they're doing. Look, if they want to continue with their own A to F, so be it. Nobody's stopping them. But there'll be a state overlay on top of that. And I think it'll be interesting to note how each one is perceived. I'd like to talk a little bit about this interview you had yesterday with Representative Vitti, because he makes my point for an A to F letter grade system. He says in Florida that he worked under, it improved the system. He, on his own A to F, has talked about what he was looking for was to help move the needle in improvement with his own A to F. They're making my case for why the state needs an A to F system. Listen to what he's saying. The whole Vitti conversation is absolutely the hypocrisy at its highest. I mean, he talks about the five letter grades that we're going to give out. He's going to do a summative grade. I can tell you this. I would have started with a summative letter grade. The ed community fought it, didn't want it. So the bill that we promoted was a compromise. It was a say, okay, we won't give you a letter grade. We'll provide a letter grade within four or five options. Now you got Vitti arguing that point. He lived under a summative letter grade in Florida. The hypocrisy on the left and in the ed community is just absolutely off the charts.
When you talk to your constituents, what do they think of this idea?
I think parents want to see this. Parents want additional information. People want clarity. I think for too long we've tried to mask poor performance, and it comes through a cacophony of different kinds of performance indicators that we've had. We used to have an A to F system back in the, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s. Then we went to this color-coded system. Now we're a state-approved dashboard with lots of information, but ones that parents have to quite honestly ferret out for their own to really get through the mask of information.
Representative Tim Kelly sponsored a bill that would give schools a letter grade, A to F, in five different categories, much like the schools give students grades. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.